from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, here we are. Iuklis, Van Jefferson. It was in pencil as your number two wide receiver. Go ahead, get out that pink pearl. Erase it. Get out your Sharpie. Van Jefferson, wide receiver two. Brandon Ayuk remains a 49er. Is he the most talked about future Steeler, non-Steeler of all time? I cannot remember the last time a guy who wasn't a Steeler was talked about by Steelers fans this much. Maybe in the run-up to the NFL draft in 2021, Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
Apart from that, I cannot remember anything ever like this in Steelers lore, where there's a guy that you wanted so desperately and you really thought you had a chance, and so he was in the zeitgeist, in the conversation every single day for months and months and months. I can't remember a guy. Maybe Rodgers for like a minute.
I was going to say that, obviously, with Pony, Jameis Winston. But, you know, I was going to say Rodgers. I feel like that there was a little bit, but like for a guy that isn't even a top five wide receiver too. You know, that's what blows my mind, Crowley, is that there was so much hype around a guy who's arguably not even the number one wide receiver on his team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this isn't Justin Jefferson. This wasn't Jamar Chase. This wasn't CeeDee Lamb. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk, and you know, we've done this a lot. And listen, I'm not downplaying Ayuk and the whole deal and the Steelers wanting to get him and him staying in San Francisco. He's a very good player, and the Steelers really could have used him. Really, really could have used him. It transcends everything that they would do on offense. But I mean, we're talking about a guy that, you know, top 10, maybe 11, maybe 12, maybe 13,
yeah,
in that range,
yeah,
in wide receivers in the league.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
All that hype around a guy like that,
it tells you that they don't have the dogs on their team. If you're willing to pay, from a Steelers standpoint, $30 million, give up draft picks to get the guy, it tells you how little faith they have in what they've got.
Yes.
And Steelers fans drove me nuts yesterday, Doran. Absolutely up a wall. Because for the last, like, 29 days, Ayuk, 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 we need Ayuk, Ayuk, Ayuk. It doesn't happen. I tweet out the Steelers wide receiver depth chart and say, it's not good enough, it's not close to good enough, and I get hit with dozens and dozens, I'm not kidding, of, they'll be okay, they didn't really need Brandon Ayuk, they're going to run the ball, yada, yada, yada. Folks, that might be your opinion, but just so you know, the Steelers disagree with you.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yep.
The Steelers clearly look at the wide receiver position and think, we got a gaping hole, because if they didn't, They wouldn't have been willing to pay a guy $28, $30 million, a second round pick, a third round pick, which according to all reports, that's what they had on the table. They had a contract in place for Brandon Ayuk. All he needed to do was tell the 49ers, this is over, and he was getting shipped to Pittsburgh. He was going to come here. You're going to sign a deal here. Why? Because they know they needed him. So you can say, oh, they'll be fine. They don't think they'll be fine.
For months and months, this didn't just happen. I mean, this has been going on since April.
Yeah, they restructured Alex Highsmith's deal. They still have $13, $14 million in cap space.
Yep.
Why? Oh, I don't know. They get Brandon Ayuk.
Yes.
That's why they've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the biggest problem, though. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Because they were so pot committed to Brandon Ayuk, because they had no plan B, they missed out on a ton of upgrades at wide receiver. And it's not just one guy they could have had. They could have had two guys. Calvin Ridley gets paid 3 years, or 4 years, excuse me, $92 million.
Yes.
You can afford that. You know how I know that? Because they were going to pay Brandon Ayuk more than that.
Right.
They could have had him and Tyler Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd, George Pickens as their wide receivers. Could absolutely have afforded that. Didn't do it. They missed out on...
Titans did it.
Titans did do it. Stephon Diggs. Could have had him. Give him a second round pick. A little more. You think he would have looked good next to George Pickens? I think so. Could have had Mike Williams. Nope. Swing and a miss. Marquise Brown. I don't know that he's great shakes. He's better than what they got.
Yep.
Goes for $7 million to the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Reynolds, a guy that would have been an upgrade here. The list goes on.
Jahan Dotson, as we brought up the other day, too.
Yes.
That was very recent, last week, a couple days ago.
They screwed this up, man. Omar Khan, I think, is a good general manager, and 90-plus percent of the stuff he's done, including the draft that has gotten A grades the last 2 years, he's done a good job. This is a massive failure, though. A massive failure. They needed to, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, say, we got a deadline here. And either Ayuk's coming or he's not. And you need a firm answer. And if the answer is he's not, then you pivot. And they're not even picking up guys for their practice squad.
No.
Right now. Noah Brown gets picked up. Tim, whatever the hell, from the Broncos would be an upgrade, although he hasn't really played in the last 2 years. They don't even get those guys. They don't even allow for a roster spot to get gobbled up because they were waiting on Brandon Ayuk. They don't even get guys who were cut off 53s. So they go into the season with Van Jefferson, and this all goes back to trading Deontay Johnson before they needed to trade Deontay Johnson. Again, Omar's done, on the whole, a good job. This... massive swing and a miss when you put all your eggs in one basket.
What did Jerry Dulac tweet yesterday that the Steelers knew that this wasn't going to happen? Something of that nature, I'm paraphrasing.
Here it is. Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Steelers not surprised the 49ers re-signed Brandon Ayuk. It's what they expected all along.
If it's what they expected all along, then why even be in the sweepstakes whenever you initially expected it, and why not pivot like you just said? And tried to target somebody else. And I was going to tweak this as a joke last night. Like, maybe the whole time everybody was, we've been fooled, and maybe they've been just going after Deebo Samuel the whole time. But you would, like, we're not in on the conversations, but it's hard for me to comprehend that this was the only option. Like, where's your plan B? Like, you're plan C, because this was your plan B. You don't have a plan C, because, I mean, we're getting, how many days away are we?
We're very close.
10?
Yep.
10 days away?
A week from Sunday, you're opening the season.
You can't sit there and tell me that you're excited about this room, if you're the Steelers.
Mm-mm.
And they told us that because they went and tried to approach Ayuk and try to get him on his team, but it didn't work, and you have to have plans, and it doesn't seem like they have any plans right now.
It's worse than... it even could have been, too, because Roman Wilson,
yes,
you could, if you had a great camp and a good preseason, massage your brain in a Steelers homerific way where you go, you don't need Ayuk because you got Roman Wilson. He's a rookie that barely played. He is not going to make a significant impact, if he does at all, until midway through this season. It's just the way it works.
Yep.
Like, you need to develop a rapport. You need to gain experience. You're not just going to come in and hit the ground running when you didn't play in training camp.
As a third-round pick.
As a third-round pick.
I could see if you're a top 10, top 15, or even a first-round pick, and you had that elite talent to come in here and have that ability to come in here and not have to practice and figure things out, to just go out there and use your ability. But he was a third-round pick for a reason. And that's not to disparage the third-round pick.
No,
but
he's a
third-round pick. You can't rely on a third-round pick.
Yeah, I liked the pick at the time.
Absolutely.
And there are Puka Nacuas of the world that have gotten it done. Like, we've seen it before. We saw it, like I just mentioned, last year. But you're not going to count on a rookie to be your number two wide receiver when he's a third-round pick. You're not going to. And certainly not now with the injury. So this receiving core, it's one of the worst in the National Football League. I have arrow pointed up on George Pickens. My mind has changed on that in the last couple of weeks. I think he's playing angry in what we've seen from camp and what we've seen in the preseason. I think this could be his breakout year. What if he gets hurt? You're already one of, look at any ranking, look at any publication. You're already one of the worst wide receiver cores in the league. Guys get hurt. It's football. Tough sport, Dorn. You know better than anybody. He's down for a game or two. You're not winning that football game, right?
Nope.
Van Jefferson
is your one.
Who's your two?
Right.
Calvin Austin?
Yep.
Better throw the ball to tight ends a lot. Better run the single wing. Triple option.
Crazy.
Maybe Justin Fields runs him out there in a slot roll or a slash roll. Like, I say tongue firmly placed in cheek. It's a bad, bad situation. And for all the people that are going to jump into the text line and who have already got after me on Twitter, it's not that big of a deal. Hold your horses. They've got bigger issues. Those bigger issues exist. And now this is the reality at wide receiver. You would have had two really good wide receivers and those issues.
Yes.
Now you've got those issues and no really good wide receiver number two. So it is a big deal. 412-928-9370. You hate to start negative. I don't know how you don't, though. How are you handling this news today? Let's open up the phones. Let's get some catharsis. We want to chat with you at 412-928-9370. How do you evaluate Omar Khan's offseason now? I think it went from A to below a C. What do you think? 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ayuk, not the only villain here. The 49ers, not the only villain here. Omar Khan, yes, we can say screwed up. There's another team involved that we should all be very mad at. And we'll tell you about that when we come back next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
moving forward as all...
They have a verbal agreement in place for Brandon Ayuk, and he'll be here. It's just a matter of...
All but done.
Yep.
All but done?
I would say 99.999999%.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Andrew.
99.999.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry we had to do you dirty like that, but it's not like you're not getting that anyhow. You know what you got to do there? 80%. Give me a 75%. How about a 70? Give me a 90. How about a 95?
98?
Give yourself some wiggle room, my man. My man. I have no doubt. I have seriously no doubt that someone was telling Pony all this. I don't think Pony's making it up. I really don't. But the source, the source did not get it right. And you just got to be careful. I'm not telling Pony how to do his job. But go 95.
Jeez.
65? Ray comes on yesterday. Fittipaldo.
Yeah.
I think there's an 80% chance this gets done. I think I even said yesterday, I felt better about it yesterday than I ever had because clearly he had fallen out of favor with the 49ers based on the way that John Lynch was talking about things. And little did I know that this is the deal that now, according to all the reports, was on the table for Brandon Ayuk the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
So they had the framework of a four-year, $120 million deal all nutted out. I don't think that's a saying. They had that already, and they just been sitting on it. Sitting on it, sitting on it, sitting on it, sitting on it. So I blame Brandon Ayuk for that part. I do want to get to later on in the show if Steelers fans now hate Brandon Ayuk. I do want to get to that.
Okay.
I'll tell you who they should hate and should be mad at, and that is the Denver Broncos. This from Diana Russini of the website that fired Mark Caboli. Quote, the 49ers only were willing to trade Brandon Ayuk if they could get a top flight wide receiver to replace him. They offered a third round pick to Denver for Cortland Sutton and then would have dealt Ayuk to the Steelers, but the Broncos declined the offer. So the way that would have gone, Steelers give a second and a third round pick to the 49ers. 49ers give the Steelers Brandon Ayuk, flip that third round pick to the Broncos, get Cortland Sutton, and the Broncos would have then obviously had that third round pick. But you make a very good point off the air. You think the Broncos really wanted to help Russell Wilson get Brandon Ayuk? Probably not.
No. I mean, think about it. I would assume, and I may be privy to how these things do go down, and I think that all three teams would have to be not in the same room, but know what's about to be accomplished. So you're going to give up a third round pick for Cortland Sutton. And if you're Denver, you know that they want Cortland Sutton because they are going to deal Ayuk to the Steelers. Russ had his issues with Sean Payton, as we discussed yesterday, and Sean Payton had his issues with Russ. The ownership of the Denver Broncos also had an issue with Russ. Not an issue in turmoil, but a money issue. I believe Russ was sat down last year just because of a contract situation. He was sat down so he didn't make a certain portion of the money. You're going to try to tell me that if the Denver Broncos ownership was privy to what the whole deal was, the trifecta, because they wanted to send Ayuk to help Russ Wilson while they're already paying Russ Wilson $39 million to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Hell no, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're not going to give up their number one wide receiver for a third-round pick to a team that's probably going to go to a Super Bowl in order for that team to trade one of their top wide receivers to a team of a guy that caused us a lot of turmoil and back and forth, and we had to sit down and not play, and he hated the head coach, and the head coach hated him, and now we have to pay him almost $40 million to go play somewhere else? No chance.
Good point by you, because then Brandon Ayuk and the Russ bus, beep, beep, come rolling on into Denver week two, and they're going to whoop up on your ass.
Yep.
And you don't want to see that. Like, I had thought coming in, hey, given these reports, maybe the Steelers could turn plan B. If you're not willing, Broncos, to give up Cortland Sutton for a 3, and the Steelers are going to give a 2 and a 3 to get Ayuk and pay all that money, well, Pittsburgh, why not give a 2 to Denver now to get Cortland Sutton? They're not going to do that.
No. Same thing.
And I think it's twofold. Everything you just said makes a ton of sense. Sean Payton strikes me as the petty type.
Yep.
Yeah, he strikes me as the petty type. Yep. He had Paul Blart Mall Cop playing him in the movie, but he strikes me as the petty type. Not only that, you're starting a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix.
Yes.
Is a second round pick going to make you give away your rookie quarterback's number one option?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. So the Steelers are left here without a plan B. It's way too late in the game. If this had all happened 2 months ago, plenty of opportunities to find a guy to replace Van Jefferson as your number two, not named Brandon Ayuk. But now we're talking about, we are 2 days from Sunday, and Sunday is a week from when they play. They're screwed.
Yes.
Terry and Ligonier, hello.
Hey, Crowley, Doran, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you got it, man. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, I feel like we just lost the playoff game waking up to this news. I mean, the season didn't even start.
Well, good news is you know how that feels, because that's what they've done for the last 7 years.
Yes, exactly. But you know what? I look back, looking back to last year, I got to blame Tomlin for a lot of this. If he'd disciplined his players, we would still have Deontay Johnson. He'd look pretty good right now on the other side of George Pickens.
Terry, it all does go back to that Deontay Johnson trade, man, because they didn't need to do it. And thank you for the call. They didn't need to do it when they did it. And, Doran, you've been all over this, that it smells like a Mike Tomlin decision more than an Omar Khan decision, because he's been privy to all the stuff that's gone on in the locker room between Deontay and his teammates. So Tomlin's probably thinking, I can't win with this guy.
Right.
But, okay, even if that's the case, you didn't have to do it when you did it.
Exactly. The timing of it,
yes,
is worse than the actual execution of it. The timing that they did it, you know, you could have waited to see if you could get something, and you could. There's so many angles to this. Like you could have waited and let Deontay Johnson figure it out with a new coordinator, as we talked about 1,000 times with Arthur Smith and a new receiver coach and a new quarterback. You could have waited through the OTA and maybe even the training camp period for that, or you could have use Deontay Johnson as trade bait. Don't, like, what do the 49ers want? They want a receiver. If Deontay Johnson didn't act right throughout the last 3 months of OTAs and training camp, and you just weren't feeling, you're feeling uneasy about the situation, and you had your eyes set on Ayuk, and you know he's going through a contract situation, 49ers, here's Deontay Johnson. Let us get Ayuk. Let us take him off your hands. We'll pay him. You can have Deontay Johnson to figure it out.
Yep.
There's so many angles to this of why and how they messed the situation up and didn't have a plan B. The plan B was probably Ayuk. That fell through. Now what's the plan C? I don't know.
Ha!
But the real plan should have been, let's hold on to Deontay. And then also, you probably could have gotten your guy in Dante Jackson because he was going to get released. Let's hold on to Deontay throughout the offseason.
And there seems to be some revisionist history on that, too. I've heard some Steelers people say, Dante Jackson wasn't going to get released. Reports out of Carolina, multiple reports, multiple stories said he was going to get released. He was going to get cut. And the Steelers could have had Dante Jackson and Deontay Johnson. And if Deontay Johnson's catching balls from Russ, like you're saying, maybe he sticks around. But at the very worst, you've got Brandon Ayuk right now, and they've got Deontay Johnson. It was not great asset management from this Pittsburgh Steelers front office. And I can't get past, Doran, the most important position in football is quarterback. In my opinion, the second most important position in football is guys who are going to rush the passer to try to negate the quarterback. But because quarterbacks are so important, I would go corner and wide receiver as my next most important positions. And you can throw tight end in there, pass catchers, weapons, right? Mm-hmm. Weapons. The Steelers are weak at corner, and the Steelers are weak at wide receiver. And they're probably mid to slightly above mid at quarterback and elite at edge rusher. But corner and wide receiver are incredibly important. It's 2024.
Yeah, different game.
Different game. And I do think they're probably better at outside corner than they were at this time last year. I think Joey Porter Jr. is going to be very good. And by all accounts, Dante Jackson has picked things up well. Fine. Better there. Still could have had him. And from a depth perspective, even if Dante Jackson, you feel good about him as your number two, you're an injury away from he's your one, and you're an injury away from Van Jefferson is your number one wide receiver. And that just cannot stand. We'll take your calls at 412-928-9370. If we are looking for a silver lining, I think I've found one, and I can toss that one out coming up next. And it is 6:30, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened. It's a very important thing to do. In fact, I'm doing that next week, Dorian.
Are you really?
I am. I go once a year since my dad got the transplant, and he got his cardiomyopathy, which is an enlarged heart, right around my age right now.
Oh, really? Wow.
And he wasn't on the nicotine the way I am. So probably a good time to get checked out.
Monitor that situation.
Mm-hmm. A heart-stopping, thrilling drama unfolded over the course of the last few months, and that is the Brandon Ayuk saga. And Steelers fans are mad. And I am mad. And we should be. Omar Khan didn't do his best work here. Like, someone tweets us and said, the Deontay Johnson trade felt like it was more about punishing Johnson than the return. And that's something you've said for a while. What's the worst place we can send Deontay Johnson? Oh, David Tepper? Oh, Carolina? Let's send his ass down there. And you get Dante Jackson, fine. You probably could have had him anyhow. 412-928-9370. There is a silver lining. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to Wayne first in Point Breeze. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, y'all. Top of the morning.
Yeah, top man, of the morning to you.
Why are we harping on hindsight? Dante Jackson is a good cornerback. He is a solid complement to Joey Porter on the other side that we needed. We had Patrick Peterson there last year and was a disaster. So that was a good trade from that aspect. What's the name?
Johnson. Deontay Johnson?
Dante Johnson. He was a problem in the locker room. Wasn't he in there getting me punched, Mr. Trubisky?
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying keep Deontay Johnson around so that he's on your football team, but they could have had Dante Jackson anyhow and used Deontay Johnson as a legitimate trade piece.
We don't know that for a fact, though. We don't know if Carolina would have cut him that we could have got outbid by another team.
Well,
we don't know that for a fact.
I don't think that Dante Jackson was actually very, very sought after. I figure that you could go to the free agent pool if you'd missed out on Dante Jackson and signed a Stephon Gilmore or any other corner that was out there. Dante Jackson isn't like the next coming of Deion Sanders.
I mean, you could have always signed Stephon Gilmore. Yeah,
right.
So
absolutely, but he was a need that we needed to fill. The receiver, Deontay Johnson, was a liability in the locker room. So I don't think it was a bad trade. I don't think that cost us the Ayuk deal.
Are you satisfied with their wide receiver core right now, Wayne?
No, I'm not satisfied with it. But they are professionals. They're going to play good. I think that we're going to have a 10-11-1 season. I think it's going to be a successful season.
A man with your kind of energy, Wayne, at 6:39 in the morning, what do you got going on today? You're taking the world by its nuts, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm on my way to work, man. I'm running a little late, man. I don't like that hindsight digging like that was a bad trade. I think it was. I don't think it was a great trade, but it wasn't a bad trade because he addressed the need.
Thank you, Wayne.
He addressed the need. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
They addressed the need, but gave away the need.
Yeah, even if he's right and another team valued Dante Jackson more than the Steelers and outbid the Steelers for Dante Jackson, again, it's not like there weren't other options at corner available. It didn't need to be Dante Jackson. Just like it didn't need to be Brandon Ayuk, it just needed to be not Van Jefferson.
Yes.
And I think that is one of the many missteps they've made in this wide receiver saga this offseason, trading Deontay when they did. Whether Dante Jackson is a Steeler or not can be irrelevant. They should have held on to Deontay a little bit longer. I think we agree on that.
Yes. Yes. What is the saying? Cut your nose off, spite your face.
Yes. And that's exactly what they did.
That's exactly what they did. And they thought that they had a plan and the plan fell through and now they don't have a plan C.
Correct. And we had just talked about in the previous segment about the Broncos and the pettiness going on there. Don't think that the Steelers are above or beyond pettiness and that didn't play a role in what happened with Deontay Johnson, because it absolutely did. Silver lining?
Sure. Need it.
I said yesterday, don't pay Cam Hayward. Well, now you can. Now you can.
Yep.
I mean, there's $30 million dollars that you were planning on spending if you're Omar Khan next season on Brandon Ayuk, $28 million, something like that. You're going to pay Cam Hayward a fraction of that, and you need to spend the money. You pay Cam Hayward $15 million bucks or whatever it is. You're still going to have $70 million in payroll for next season, $68, $65 million in payroll for next season.
Or they have 85.
Yeah. So I tried to do fast math. You'd have about $70 million if you pay him that amount of money.
Right.
That's enough to get some stuff done.
It is.
Even if you were to, let's say, pay Russell Wilson $33 million. Now you got $37 million to work with. It's a lot of money. And you're going to wind up paying Freiermuth whatever he costs, so that cuts into it. But you're still going to have a lot of money, and you got to spend it. They got cap space now. They got, depending on where you look, $12, $13, $14 million.
Yes.
So, you know, they don't have that by accident. And that's where it drives me nuts when people say, oh, the Steelers don't need Brandon Ayuk. They'll be fine. You think they got that cap space just sitting around because they didn't want to spend it?
Right.
Do you think that they restructured Alex Highsmith's deal before the draft because they didn't want to spend the money? Of course they want to spend the money. We'll take more calls. 412-928-9370. Tons of people on the line. We'll get to you coming up next. Brandon Ayuk is remaining a San Francisco 49er. Do you hate the guy? Because apparently he's been sitting on this deal for a few weeks now. I do not. I could see why Steelers fans would root against the 49ers, just as an example, in the Super Bowl, that might have a vested interest in them losing any game they play this year. I am always pro-player in these kinds of deals. And I think Brandon Ayuk did a wonderful, masterful job for himself here.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he absolutely crushed this. He got exactly what he wanted at the place he preferred to be.
Yep.
Which is a place where you can get the $30 million and win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And he would have come here. I do believe that. I think he would have gone to Washington. I do believe that. But I think the entire time, the hope, the plan was to get as much as he could out of San Francisco. And guess what he also got to do? Miss minicamp and OTAs and training camp.
That's a good point.
And the first couple of days of practice, like, this has probably been the best offseason of his life.
Yep.
He knew he didn't have to do that crap, but he knew at some point by somebody he was going to get paid. I cannot really criticize a guy for making a tremendous business decision and for playing something perfectly, and I do think that's exactly what Brandon Ayuk did.
Yeah, it absolutely worked. And whether it was going to be, like you just said, with the Steelers or, you know, staying put where he was at with the 49ers, and you know, now that they have without him, I thought that they had a legit shot. Now they really have a legit shot again of going back and trying to win a Super Bowl this time around and having $120 million coming to you in your pocket. Hey, that feels pretty good.
I didn't see the guaranteed money. I don't know if that's out there.
I think it's 76. I think it's 76.
Look, you got to look out for yourself.
No doubt.
Because if you don't, who's got your back? Shendorovich, and Fishman generally. But other than them, who's got your back? 412-928-9370. Real quick, 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 of Peters Township celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. A lot of callers this morning, and it's a good day to get your voice out there. Neil and Butler, hello.
Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thank you.
I think to understand some of this, we have to look at it from the Niners standpoint. I'm surprised the Niners gave in, I guess you'd say, a little bit here. Doran, you might be able to speak to this. I mean, he had to play this year. He would have lost the whole year of eligibility. It's not like he could have sat out. They have to pay Trent Williams and Brock Purdy. Do you think he is that much of a malcontent? Do you think that he would have been that bad of a teammate? Because they could have sat here next year and been in the same place. So the Steelers had to look at this and know all this, that the Niners were going for it. And they probably weren't going to give in unless they got exactly what they wanted in the trade. If you could speak to any of that.
No, I don't think he's a malcontent at all. I think he was being advised very well by his agent. I think the agent was like, listen, we're going to sit as long as possible. You're going to get paid. You know, there was an offer on the table, right? So it's like, hey, what do you want? I want $30 million. This is what I want. This is my number. Or maybe, you know, I want, you know, I, I, I really want 29, but to get 30, that'd be great. So there's a contract on the table for 28.5. You know you're going to get paid. You know, at the end of the day, whether it's in Pittsburgh, whether it's in San Francisco, you're going to get paid. And maybe it's like, hey, I want to get 30, but I'll take 27. And their contract was, 28. And you're like, I really want 30. Let's see if we can get them to 30. You're going to get 28. Like something was already kind of concrete. You knew you were going to get. But let's see if we can squeeze a little bit more out of them and make them panic a little bit and make them just be like, hey. And just like we saw yesterday, and you played the clip with John Lynch, sometimes it's time to play football. We got to start playing. And he was fed up. And usually whenever somebody's fed up that is making decisions like, all right, let's just get this done. We have some work to do.
Yes.
We got work to do. So I think that he did it perfectly. I don't think he's a malcontent at all. I know one thing. His teammates don't think he's a malcontent. Not one teammate of his is like, forget this guy. Not one chance. There, go get your money.
Yeah, they wanted him to get paid there.
Yes.
And if not, I'm sure a lot of these guys just wanted their friend to get paid.
Yes.
A malcontent's a guy that punches Mitch Trubisky in the face.
Yes.
I don't know that actually happened. But
Or comes out and
or
just
gets
is like,
in his face.
Yes. And just, kind of down talks the organization. And then was like, kind of like Antonio Brown. Remember whenever he was running around, whenever he got traded to the Raiders and acting ridiculous, and then he called
that whole helmet situation.
On. Like that's a malcontent. Like,
called him a cracker.
You're right, exactly. I didn't want to say it. I was kind of looking at you to say it.
That's my word. I can use it. It's cracker.
You're allowed. Yes.
My man's a rich cracker.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a malcontent.
Correct.
Chase Claypool saying we sure could use music, and then being a jag off. That's malcontent behavior. There was a little bit of malcontent behavior, frankly, last year from George Pickens. There has been from Deontay Johnson. We've seen it. We know what it looks like here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to money, that's different. That's why I never looked at Le'Veon Bell as a malcontent.
No.
No, he just was a guy that wanted to get paid, and I thought he either got bad advice or he turned down good advice. My biggest problem with Le'Veon Bell is I don't think that they handled it in the most appropriate way.
Right.
Their situation, Ayuk and Le'Veon Bell, I don't look at as dissimilar other than they just approached it different ways. And
well, one got what they wanted, one didn't.
Well, the report was...
It happens, though.
Right before Todd Gurley got his contract, Le'Veon Bell reportedly turned down a contract that his agent wanted him to accept. And you could look at that either as Le'Veon Bell screwing it up or Le'Veon Bell being really smart because the money he would have signed for was actually less than what Gurley wound up signing for. So I never disliked Le'Veon Bell. I continue to not dislike Le'Veon Bell. I actually liked the guy. I worked with him a little bit doing a radio show. So he's different than AB.
Yes.
And those guys are both different than Ayuk. Ayuk would not have come here and been a locker room problem.
He would have been quiet and just played the way he's been playing.
Yes.
Ever since he's been in the league.
Yeah.
Because he had been, what is there to complain about? You got paid. Like, even if he were to complain, even if he were like some UCK receiver that was like, chatty a little bit. Like, what's there to complain about? You're still going to make the $30
million. Mm-hmm.
You're going to make the $28 million. Like, that's.
Got $30 million a season. 30 million reasons not to complain. What was that? The old Drew Rosenhaus line with Terrell Owens.
Yes.
Another malcontent.
I mean,
that's the only thing we were missing, Doran, was Ayuk doing a bunch of sit-ups in his driveway.
I mean, he did put up he did give us some content. I will agree with that. With the whole FaceTime with Jaden Daniels, that whole situation, his girlfriend speaking out, like, we need paid. You see those clips. The whole Instagram thing, he did give us a little bit of tidbits every once in a while.
You just have to grab your leverage however you can,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
And
I think he was, they should write a book on how players want to get paid and how to work and to listen to your agent and in the right way to do things, because this absolutely fell into his favor. He did the right thing.
Did Pat Freiermuth get a contract?
No.
Cam Hayward got one?
No.
They were at camp, right?
Yep.
Whole time.
Yep.
Just saying, I don't blame anybody for doing what they can to get their money, because if you don't advocate for yourself, ain't nobody out there going to be advocating for you.
And the Steelers need those guys. I don't necessarily think that San Francisco needed Ayuk, and he still got it. If Cam Hayward doesn't show up to the first game, if Pat Fry... Now? This might actually help them. If they don't get anything done in the next couple of days, like, all right, I'm not playing the first game. Oh, man, what are the Steelers going to do?
Yeah, you don't have leverage if you don't use the things that you have at your disposal. And with the CBA being the way that it is, I mean, the one thing you can do is hold out. And I went on a long rant not too terribly long ago when I said, hey, Shanahan, it's time to throw a dang deadline on the table. And they actually did finally do that. They said, you're not going to show up at practice. We're fining you. And imagine that, how quickly the damn thing got done. You could have started fining them 2 weeks ago. We would have got 2 weeks of our life back. Goose from up. Pat Bostic going to join us for the next 2 hours. And we'll stick with the Steelers talk for a little while. And then we'll pivot to a bunch of college football stuff. Pit preview. Both the game against Kent State coming up tomorrow and also a Pitt season preview. Breaking news yesterday from the Pitt facility. You got a quarterback now who's going to be starting this game. You might have a new running back who's starting this game. So we'll get into all that and more with Pat Bostic. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions, sunchevy.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.